is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Coach, thanks for having me this morning. It's good to be back after a bye week.
Yep, absolutely. Good to be back, you know, back in the fold again, getting ready for a game. You know, it's much better than, you know, trying to plan for a non-game week. So, but, you know, it's much needed, and everybody's excited, ready to go.
Awesome. Hey, let's start by, you know, just stepping back a week ago Friday, homecoming. Your Cats put together another great outing against Spruce Creek. 47-20 was the final score. What'd you learn from that contest?
Well, first of all, I hated that we had a bye week right after that. but, you know, I got a lot of messages from different people about the fact that our defense flew around. And I think that was the first full game. Our fan base, or even just someone that's keeping up, that's the first time we played a full game as a complete team where, you know, offense, defense, special teams were all on display and everybody played, you know, what we like to say, Region 1 football.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, you know, you got to see that. And so that's one thing we're excited about moving forward is that we finally feel like we've got a football team ready to go. And so that was one big thing. I think we learned that our team can rise to the occasion. I think, obviously, with it being homecoming, they were excited. I think that Spruce Creek gave us a little bulletin board material leading up to it, so that kind of got the kids' juices going. And so we kind of learned that, you know, poking the proverbial bear of us, or just even giving us a stage when we feel like there's a stage to be had or a stage to be on, our kids will rise to the occasion and elevate their level of play.
That was a cool environment in the stadium that night as well, too. And I know that this is a team that you know well and folks that you know well on that team, and it looked like there was a good amount of folks that traveled up from Spruce Creek.
Yeah, there were a bunch. My dad had a bunch of his friends. You know, he's 70-plus. My dad's 70, just turned 70 in August, and he had a bunch of friends that were there, you know, in support of me because they helped raise me.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then obviously some of them are Spruce Creek grads, so it was kind of a thing where they could get two birds and one stone. So definitely they brought up a good contingent of people. I always say that's one good thing about having coaches from Florida on this staff. You never know, you know, when you get a team to come up, you know, you get the gate to be even bigger, which helps everybody, right? So no, it was a good
get the gate to be even bigger, and the world's a little bit small. It's crazy how many people you know each other from places they've crossed paths and stuff. It's pretty cool. Your quarterback coach, Parks Riendo, remained efficient. 15-21, 198 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think 1 to Elias, 1 to Jonathan Stamos. I mean, I feel like I ask you this every week, but my gosh, I think he's still averaging over 70% completion.
He is. He's still doing really, really well with that. And again, I just think it goes to his dedication to his decision-making, to trusting the things that Coach Offers told him, to trusting the system, not trying to do too much. And I think that's one big thing that Parks has done well. You know, a lot of times kids try to force things to happen as opposed to letting the game play out how it's supposed to play out. And he's done a phenomenal job in that. And, you know, him and Coach Offer have a great relationship. They're doing a great job. You know, Jimmy Kirkland, our backup quarterback, does great for Parks and helping him, even on the sideline, you know, stay level-headed and know what's going on. And that's to say, like, that's the best part of kind of their position group is that Jimmy understands his role as our backup, and he helps Parks navigate the game and keeping him, you know, kind of under control and ready to go. So I think that, you know, Parks has just been, it's been amazing for us. And you know, I think if he continues to do that, as you know, and I put this in air quotes because in my opinion every game is a big game.
Sure,
as the games get bigger, you know, if he continues to do that and not press, we're going to be just fine because he's got plenty of guys that can make catches and do the right things for him.
Yeah, it is pretty cool to see him and Kirkland together all the time on the sideline. See, you can always tell they're working something out there. The Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Jordan Hardy, 13 carries, 74 yards, 4 more touchdowns. Mm-hmm. What is that, 13 total now, I believe?
I think it's 12 or 13. It's a big number.
How valuable is he?
Well, I go back to it. I let people, you know, because we have some opponents listen to the numbers of it, but I let them go back and look at our true percentage.
Don't want to give them any bulletin board stuff.
True percentage of run to pass, and I think what's happened is because we've completed a few more passes, people – you know, leave the box. And, you know, a kid like that with the veterans that we have up front, he's got a little more room to work as opposed to in the system we've run before.
Yeah.
The box is really packed up and, you know, you had to hope you truly creased him. Well, now there's less bodies in there and he's got an unbelievable make the first guy miss type of moves. So I think that he's just been steady Eddie for us and he runs so hard. Because again, he's a senior that wants more for his career. He wants to continue after this. And so he's running like a man possessed right now. And I keep saying the most impressive part has been how good he has been up inside in between the tackles.
Sure. And I mean, isn't that exactly what you want, right?
Yeah. Like
if you're used to having those boxes stacked and they know the run's coming 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And now they don't know what you're going to do. And that's been fabulous.
We're operating in a great space and a great balance of our offense, you know, be it 50-50, be it 60-40, we're in a great space of what we're doing. And I think Jordan is capitalizing on that tremendously. You know, when he gets opportunities to score, he makes sure he scores because he knows, you know, we've got options now on the goal line. We don't have to just run straight ahead. There's the fade route to Elias. The delayed stuff that we've got, the lock. Like, there's a lot of different options. So he knows when he's out there, he's got to take advantage of it as a running back.
Awesome. So your offensive line was super stout Friday, too. Right. It was impressive to watch what they did. I know in some of our discussions previously – you know, maybe the strength of Spruce Creek was that big defensive line.
For sure.
Like, what does that show you that they can line up with those kids?
It shows me that we're ready for our region.
Yeah.
You know, because our region is going to be, you know, especially Valdosta, who we're about to play, you know, their unit up front is pretty good.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's comparable to Spruce Creek. I said Spruce Creek would have they'd be one of the better ones in our region if they had a defense, you know, if they were thrown into our region's defensive line, that unit.
God, so, they look like full-grown men out there. Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
So, you know, I think Valdosta's got a couple kids like that, and so it showed me that we can play with anybody at the point of attack, and it was a good – our O-line showed up, and we challenged them, you know, and I think they answered the challenge, you know, really well. I don't think that they didn't give up a sack. You know, and again, that's them and Parks working hand in hand, making sure, you know, we take Parks, get rid of the ball. They give him time to throw. So definitely proud of those kids, man. Especially, again, I always go back to those four seniors, never to want to leave Trenton out our center, but just, you know, the four seniors who you want to get the pub to because, you know, they know and recognize the opportunity that's in front of us.
Man, it's so fun to watch. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. Coach, you mentioned it briefly in the first segment, but your defense really showed out again, especially the rush defense, right?
Yeah.
I think it was just 62 total rushing yards, and 50 of that was on one play.
One play, yeah, a touchdown.
I mean, that's got to make you stick your chest out, huh?
Yeah, for sure, because you want to make people throw the football. You know, I always say, you know, when somebody's running the ball, it's easy to break your will. You know, that's back-breaking stuff when people just run the football at you, run the football at you, run the football at you. So I think that when we're able to kind of make them one-handed, as you say, make them left-handed if they're right-handed, right? When you know the pass is coming, it's a whole lot easier to defend it. And so that's one of the big things for us. We want to make sure we can make people be one-dimensional. You know, it's going to be the same thing going into the Valdosta game. Their strength, you know, they've put up some good numbers, Pat, throwing the ball, but it's obvious when you look at film, their strength is running the football.
Yeah.
And so you want to try to make them be one-dimensional. I think we did a good job of that on two Fridays ago against Spruce Creek, where we didn't have any busts, because even the touchdown run, there was a bust there. We had two guys in the same gap. Running back did a good job, you know, hitting the crease, and then he, you know, showed some breakaway speed. So we got to make sure that we sure that play up. But I'm definitely proud of how we played the run because we were physical, and that's one big thing. You want to make sure we're physical at the point of attack, and we were beyond physical at that point.
Talk about physical on the defense, Xavier Brown, coach. So Coach Chastain and I picked him as our player of the week following the homecoming game. Sir. 10 individual tackles. That's the biggest number I'd seen so far for you know, individual tackles. A punt block, and I think he had a fumble recovery for a score.
Yeah, it's a scoop and score.
Just an incredible young man as well. How proud are you of him?
Oh, man, his growth has been phenomenal. You know, he has become everything you want in a middle linebacker. His communication skills are great. And I keep going back to the fact that now that he's played a bunch of games and has been at practice, he's gotten in such great shape. I mean, you're talking – he's up to like 220 pounds right now. And so, like, he's finally feeling like himself again. So that's where you see the explosion from him. You're seeing his communication, which if you watch it, you don't see as many – you know, we're not having busts. We're not having, you know, getting lined up late because his communication has grown. He's understanding the entire schematic of the defense from the front to the back, and he can truly help get us lined up, get all 11 lined up, and I think that's been a big part of his play going forward. And any good defense has a good middle linebacker.
Now,
you can't find one good defense where the middle linebackers play a subpar. You know, the ones that are dominant in championship level, those guys have really, really good middle linebackers. And I think Xavier is trending in a phenomenal direction. And obviously we've challenged him with the guy he's going to face this week. So we're excited about, you know, him rising to the challenge and being able to make some plays for us.
And the communication that gets out there has got to be great, because one of the things we've commented on is you don't really ever see him out there trying to move people around at the last minute. Everybody seems to be in the right spot.
He's getting it to him quick. That's
a
point of emphasis for us, is getting your eyes settled, because, you know, you play it like this week we play Vadasa, who motions a lot. If you don't get your eyes settled right away and you get set late, now somebody moves and now
you're already a step behind.
You're truly a step behind. If you're one step behind, it's about like being four or five. And so that's a big thing for us as coaches. It starts with us, get the call in quickly, and that way the kids can get their conversation started. And now they're set, that the team does move a chess piece, we're ready to go. And so again, like Xavier gets the call from us, from Coach Thompson, and then, you know, the secondary gets their calls. And so now that everybody's getting the calls early, we're able to go ahead and play.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We talked last time about, you know, keeping focused during homecoming.
Yeah.
How do you keep focused during a bye week? I know you talked about the momentum you had going in. It would have been great to go into the next, but I'm sure it's a perfect time to kind of, you know, heal your body a little bit. But how do you keep them focused?
You know, it starts with the coaches. You know, I challenge the coaches, you know, on the Sunday we had off. You know, two Sundays ago, I challenged them, hey, when we show up on Monday or show up on Tuesday for practice, let's make sure we show up with energy, because the kids got to feel and understand, know that, yes, you know, we have a game week off, but we don't have a practice week off.
Right.
And so that was the biggest thing of us as coaches raising our game and being intentional about everything. Like I told them, be intentional about the drills we do. Make sure the drills we're doing make sense. Make sure the kids know there's a rhyme or reason behind it, whether it's matching the scheme of what we run or it's matching the opponent we're about to play. Let's make sure we're intentional about that. And so that was the biggest part of the adults setting the tone and the temperature for how spring practice, how the bye week practice was going to go. And I think we did a pretty good job of that.
So, you know, Friday, like we talked about, the important stuff starts. What about the weather, Coach? It's been a little bit, it's not have been as hot, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a little different. But now we're looking forward to, my goodness, what might come to us Thursday, potentially Friday.
So, obviously, that then begins all of the, is the game going to be played on Friday? Is it going to be played on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be moved to the bye week the common bye week we share? Like, all of that stuff.
So that is, there's another common bye week out there?
Yep, everybody, we all have the region bye week.
Oh, got it.
I think that's October 18th, I think it is. So that's in there. So, like, there's a bunch of different conversations that are happening right now. Obviously, you have to do what's in the best interest of the students and the fans, you know, in the sense of traveling, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that throws a monkey wrench in it. But what you have to try to do is compartmentalize that stuff. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, whether we play on Saturday, whether the game gets moved, you know, we have to figure that out. And so right now, you know, as planned, the game's going to be on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not, just because of, you know, this thing is still staying. I hadn't talked to our athletic trainer yet to see kind of where – what the National Hurricane Service has said with their bulletin that's come out, but lately, you know, this morning. But you know, it's aggravating, not nerve wracking. It's aggravating because you have to have so many contingency plans, and so that's piece that we got to get ready for.
But, and it's such a big game, too.
The game's got to be played. and it will get played. You know, just about when, you don't know.
No doubt. All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids. Your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back in to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach, we feel great going into region play at 5-0, obviously, but so is Lowndes, right? So is Valdosta. Richmond Hill. What do you expect on Friday?
Slobber knocker, man. I tell everybody, it's you know, people are like, oh, it really begins. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, for us, as a staff, replacing who we were replacing, it was gonna be a prove it every game.
100%. Yeah, it's been going since day one.
Right. Every game we play is gonna be scrutinized because people want to see, like, is it really gonna work? And so for us, it's par for the course because Camden County, every single game is gonna be looked at a certain way. And so I think that for us, you know, it's been business as usual. I think obviously our kids are confident in what they do, and they should be, you know, because we hadn't beat Brunswick in 2 years. We checked that. And I told the kids, the guys, the thing about our society now in the world today, the goalposts will always be moved. And it's going to always be moved. You know, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, but they're going to figure out a way to move the goalposts. You know, well, can he catch Brady or can he catch Joe Montana? This, like, he's proven that he's as good as anybody ever, right? Maybe the best ever. But so the goalposts always move. So for us, it's all about controlling us and going out and executing. So we're excited. Like I tell people, I'm excited because, you know, as a high school football super fan, I'm excited that, you know, the two away games in the region are at
Titletown.
At the Concrete Palace. So I'm excited about that because you get to see it, you know, and get to experience it, not as a fan, you know, but experience it as an opposing coach. So I'm excited about the fact that I get to see and hear all the pageantry that comes along with it.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about you know, here comes the real games and things like that, but you know, I would still say we played one of the more difficult non-region schedules we've ever played. Yeah,
I think that, you know, when I looked at it, I think us, Valdosta, and Colquitt challenged ourselves, you know, at least twice. You know, and Colquitt paid the ultimate price in losing, but I think they're going to be better because of it.
Sure.
Because they were able to answer questions. You know, we answered some questions after Benedictine, right? We had to, you know, do some different things. I think, you know, Valdosta probably answered some questions, you know, after the close games with Jesuit. And the close game with Saquonette, you know, where, you know, that game with, you know, a bounce here or there could have went differently for them. So I think all three of us definitely challenged ourselves. And, you know, obviously, you know, you don't want to do that. And you got to be smart about it. I talked to Richmond Hills coach, and he talked about how last year their approach was to super test themselves, but then, you know, it messed up some of the ego for them. And so, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how do you schedule non-region in order to go into region confident, but also healthy, but also tested. So it's going to be fun, I think, you know, to see kind of how it all plays out.
So dialing into our opponent Friday, what do you expect from them? You talked about them being a motion team, you know, who stands out for them? What are your focuses?
Obviously, you know, their offense starts, begins, ends with Todd Robinson, the quarterback, you know, which – You know, in the words of Coach Wyatt, if you got a trigger man, you got a shot. And for them, they've got a great trigger man back there. You know, he's been back there. I think this may be his third year starting now at quarterback. And, you know, he's a Georgia commit, you know, that's going to go play defense and probably some receiver or running back. If I were Georgia, I'd probably do my best to keep him with the ball in his hands because he's electric with it in his hands. So, obviously, we got to, you know, make sure we get him bottled up and stopped. And then I think, you know, their running game, you know, they got a sophomore number five back there that's had a great start to this year. And so we got to just make sure we do a good job of, again, making them one-dimensional. You know, I don't think throwing is necessarily their strength or what they want to do. So we got to try to do – we got to do a great job of winning first and second down.
Sure.
So if you win first and second down, you can get them into those predictable passing downs, and that's where we can do some different stuff. So, you know, for us, it's going to be winning first and second down. But I expect them to put the game on his shoulders, right, to allow him, whether it's running the ball, you know, whatever, giving him throws he can make, or, you know, just, and I think they're going to try to move us around with a lot of their different formations and motions to get to what they want to get to.
Now, is he still playing defense as well?
He hadn't played defense yet this year.
Okay.
Obviously.
Because he's done that in the past, yeah.
With what we're doing now, they may do that, you know. I hope so. I mean, you know,
sure,
let's run him ragged a little bit. Yeah. You know that would definitely be some old school football where a guy playing quarterback
and
DB.
Sure.
And it's been done, you know, right? It's not a chance a lot of people take anymore because quarterback is so important.
Of
but
course,
it is winning time, right, as we'll all say. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he came out there and played some DB on Friday.
All right, this is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, are the boys excited to get back on the road? You know, there's can be kind of a galvanizing factor of, you know, getting all your stuff together and taking your show on the road, and it's us against the world. You know, we've been home for quite some time here. How does that change the week?
I think they're just excited to play again. You know, I think you can feel it. Like, I felt as soon as I walked in the weight room on Monday, the kids were super excited about just the fact that it was region play.
Yeah.
You know, because they, you know, it's just a thing in the region. I'm like, dude, we've been playing games that counted for a long time. But I think just, you know, understanding that, you know, these are the games that matter about going to the playoffs. And so, you know, you could feel their intensity switch, because we could play them at St. Mary's Middle and our guys would be excited. You know, we could play them in Daytona for a neutral site game,
of course,
and they'd be excited. So I think that's one big part about it, is that our kids are definitely excited. You know, and they know, you know, from last year, that's been the biggest thing the seniors have talked about, is they're glad that we're playing Valdosta in Valdosta, because they felt like last year, you know, we should have walked away with the victory.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Anytime they talk about that, the guys that played last year, you see their face and their emotions change. And so they're kind of glad to be able to go back and get the rest of the food that they left on the table last year.
I think Elias is definitely one of those. You kind of see it with him last year.
Yeah.
That game very easily could have ended differently. And
yes,
I'm sure there's a fire burning in those guys for that.
Yeah.
Coach, last thing, I read in the paper last week about, you know, the kids kind of finding an extra gear going in. Talk about that. Like, how does that I feel like I don't want to beat a dead horse with this, but my gosh, just the excitement level ratcheting up now.
Yeah. I think, man, they find the extra gear because they can smell opportunity. You know, they can smell, like, they feel like our region is so, and I've been preaching this to everybody that'll listen, like, our region is so even, it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people want to, like, people count Tift out already. I'm like, I don't know why. Like, you know, Tift lost to, you know, a good team from Florida in East Gadsden. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's wide open. I think our kids smell that. I think our kids smell the fact that we have a chance to win the region for the first time since 2013. That's a long time ago.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, it hasn't been done. And I think when you're 0-0 and you feel like you match up well with everybody, I think that's where you see the excitement start to build. You see the excitement build just because it was homecoming and our seniors is their last one. So I think that's where that stuff comes from, and just, you know, understanding. Like I said, I pray to God we get this victory on Friday, because I can't imagine, you know, how this place will be coming back and facing Richmond Hill at home, you know, with a chance to go 2-0 in the region. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, trying to make sure we give, you know, Valdosta got our undivided attention for sure.
Awesome. I cannot wait. Thanks for listening in, and please join us for the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come check us out next week. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.